个粉丝团框框，
给我。Yes, just because you're kissing my face all over doesn't mean I will go a bit any sooner. Okay? In fact, it's just gonna delay how long it's gonna take for me to finish this reading. Okay? Why do I have to finish this reading? Okay. Come. Here's my planner. Okay? You see this? It says today's day, the 3rd of October. And what does it say? Finish history reading. Okay? Alongside with like a bunch of other pieces of homework, which I've already done because I'm studying. Because I'm such a diligent student. Studious student. Diligent student. That's what I said. And so this is like the last thing that I have left, so I gotta finish this, alright? And besides, you're not even like on today's schedule, so you're not necessarily like essential to today. Hi. I'm reading. Okay, so I'm reading up on prehistoric Japan and kind of like the art. Yeah. So the earliest like settlers like known in Japan are like the Jomon. Yeah. And so like people believe that, you know, they have said like their original home is supposedly I can't speak tonight. Oh my god. Anyway, yeah, their original home was like thought to have been in like northern India, and then like they kind of like migrated here and there, and then they somehow ended up in Japan and settled down. And the Jomon people were mainly known for their pottery, which was used for like mainly like storage, though there were like elaborate pieces which, you know, could have been used for like rituals and such. So, the reason as to why people call them Jomon was because Jomon refers to rope design, and this rope design was used on, yep, you guessed it, their pottery. Yeah, so you see rope design wear over here? As you can see, they are called rope design pottery because of the raised cord-like design so frequently seen on their surfaces, patterns which were made by pressing rope or stick wound with rope against the clay. And yeah, so that's the Jomon. And then later on, they were rather they slowly transitioned to like the Yayoi period, and there was like new design of art, and then yeah, so it's a pretty interesting show. Mm-hmm. It is interesting how Japanese history, like, who would have known? Everyone always talks about like the Romans and the Greeks, you know, like American history, Russia's history, China's history, but no one ever really looked at Japan. Or like Korea. I don't really know much about Korea either. I should read up more. Yeah, so this is a picture of like one of their pots. It is pretty. Anyway, as much as I love talking to you isn't gonna get these readings done any faster, so I'll join you later, okay? So what? It's like only 11:21. You usually go to bed about like 1 a.m. What, you want cuddles now? Huh? You want affection now? Even though I so lovingly gave you all my affection the other day, which you brushed off and said you hated it. Well, that was like unlimited. That was like I can't say words and I hate you for that. Stop laughing! Ouch. Oh. Anyway, it was a limited time deal, and it's over, okay? It's over.
What are you doing?
What are you writing in my corner? Hello? Hello? Get off. I don't need, like, your stinky handwriting all over my beautiful pages. Oh, wow. So original. Cuddle you, huh? It's part of my to-do list. Wow. Bet you think you're real smart, don't you? You do? Got that. Okay.
So what if, like, I cancel it out? I do have a plan. You just write it again? Okay, great.
Oh, that's the train. Second last train, probably. Or maybe third last?
No.
The last one's at midnight, as per usual. Do I like Japanese history?
Oh, it's okay. It's nothing that special.
History is history. It's never like a big like lover of history to begin with, so yeah. What do you think about these pots? Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. Yeah, so these are the Haniwa. And they're sort of reminiscent of like terracotta warriors. Yeah, only that the terracotta warriors were made to like protect the emperor, if I'm not wrong. Let me check. Terracotta. Yeah, it was like in Xi'an. I've seen them when like the one time I went. Terracotta sculptures depicting the armies of Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of China. Yeah, so it was like the same. 210 to 209 BCE. Yeah. Like, Jomon was a bit later than that, I think. Yeah. So the Haniwa is basically like the terracotta warriors. Only that it's not just warriors, but rather like the people who kind of like live, like, how should I say that? Like, okay, yeah, villagers. Oh my god, I can't think. And that's why I should cuddle you now. Can I at least finish this? Yeah. I'll save like the other reading for tomorrow. Okay. But yeah. So basically, the empress didn't want like the emperor to be lonely after he died, so taking the idea from Qin Shi Huang's terracotta warriors thing, like, she decided to create like a whole village and kind of just like stand guard of like the tomb. Yeah, and like, you know, if you actually look it up, like the way like the tombs are shaped are pretty cool. Oh, then it's like the second train. Okay, maybe it's not like the last two trains. The last like 8 trains probably. Anyway, where was I? Right, the Haniwa and like the tombs and stuff. I think this is like what, Kofun? Kofun period tombs. Yeah, so apparently it looks like a keyhole. That one. Yeah, so like the tomb is here, and it said that like this part here is sort of like a little like platform area. It's surrounded by a moat. I wonder what this is. Yeah, and so there's like many of these scattered all around Japan. Okay, not say like all around Japan, but rather, yeah, there's one in Osaka, I think, and Kyoto, but I'm not very sure. I haven't actually been like, looking it up, but yeah, can you imagine like you die and then you just have like this great big plot of land just for you? it's like centuries later, like people just maintain it. So interesting. Don't be buried like that. Oh, you can dream on. I like to be too, but we all know I haven't made enough of an impact that would deserve this. So. Okay, that's enough. I have like 2 pages left to like this reading. So. Okay, come on. You can sit behind me and wrap your arms around me. Put your chin on my shoulder and just have a bit of like a rest time. Yeah, I'm gonna finish this. Okay, okay. And I promise I'll be done with this as soon as I can. Okay. And there goes another train. I read fast. It's not exactly like the most important information, but I've literally finished the questions like said. So last page, okay? I'm literally on the second last paragraph, so don't worry. I'm done. I mean, I do have one more reading, but they can wait till tomorrow. Like, the class doesn't start until like 2:30 anyway, so. What's it? 2:45. Great. Fourth period. I think. I don't know. Oh, and there goes another train. Okay, let me just turn off the light here. Hold on for a moment. Hi. Ouch. Put a cup, but like rather just like a little. Yeah, so that I will remember to wash it tomorrow.
Hold on for a moment, alright?
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know. I will. Okay, look. Go make yourself, like, comfortable on the bed, alright? I'll join you in a sec. You want me to leave the music on? Or I'll turn it off? Turn it off?
Sure.
And just pause it. Turn off this. Oh god, okay. The bed will always creak. There. I'm gonna turn off the light now, okay? Yeah. Oh, it's dark. Okay. So, how do you want me to cuddle? How do you want us to cuddle? You don't know? You kept complaining about how I wasn't cuddling you, and now you don't know how you want me to cuddle you? Tell you what. Instead of me always being the little spoon, well, I guess I'll always have to be a little spoon since I am smaller. Face away. Go. Turn your back against me. No. I actually... Okay, I'm gonna put my arm here. Wait, lift your head a bit. Okay, you can rest my arm on the pillow. There. And... I'll just put one hand... Well, I just treat one arm around your waist. There. And I just snuggle behind you and kind of like nuzzle your face into your back. Yeah, it's good. Yes, it's good. Is it good? Yeah. Okay, great. You didn't want to do it with your hands? Okay. Your left arm, or your left hand, can hold the one here. And I'll just take my hand that's around your waist and hold your right hand. Yeah. And now I can control your hands. If I reach up enough, I can like kiss the nape of your neck. There. What is ticklish? I'll stop. Oh, that's low. I'll stop. There, are you comfy? Yeah. It feels weird. Deal with it, sucker. You asked me to cuddle you, so here it is. And that's like the fourth train this term, like the past like 20 minutes. But there's gonna be more trains. Sounds good. Really, it does. Mine? I had a language class for like 3 hours. And then I had some really cheap sushi for lunch, yeah. That was like 8 pieces of like a California roll. It was like $5. And they were pretty big too. Yeah, it was like this big. And then I went for my required core class, where we were talking about like primary, secondary, and tertiary sources. I keep saying courses, why? And that's another train. There's so many trains. I want to still be trains. Like, usually it would be like, I don't know, but like, I don't remember there being this many trains. But yeah, I went for core class and just like how to write a paper and all that shit. Then I went for health checkup. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I need to do an X-ray, and then you get to do one of those things where like you pee in a cup. I mean, that's another train. What the fuck? So many trains. Pee in the cup is hard. Okay, you're like, for you guys, it's like easy, cause like you have your dick, and you can like just like point it into a cup. Just piss. That was my first time peeing into a cup, and I was just like, they're just like, leave the cup here, or like, does my hand have to be there? And then it's like the whole idea of like not being in the right position to pee, because like my hand is there, and then I feel like I shouldn't be peeing. It's like when I start peeing, then it's like is it even going in the cup, or is it like going in the cup and then going out of the cup? So many questions. But it was truly an experience. Yeah. I love peeing in the cup. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, and he checked out eyesight, height and weight. You wanna know how tall I am? Why would I wanna tell you? Stop. Am I still as short as you think I am? Fuck off. I'm like average, okay? I'm average height. Yeah. 5'3 is an average height. Is it not? I'm a short girl? That sounds fake. No, I refuse to believe that I'm short. I can reach things. I know people who are like 5'1", so like, like, if I'm short, then what a day. But I love them though. Some of them are like the sweetest people I've ever met. Blood pressure was taken, and then just like a physical examination and stuff. And then after that, I went for a dance practice. Yeah. They're gonna be performing next month, I think. Is that next month or in 2 months? Yeah. And there's actually another performance like next week, but I didn't volunteer for it because I'm not very sure of the moves. So I don't really want to produce like sloppy work on stage. That's really a lot of fun. I'm just gonna wrap my leg around you, okay? Yeah. Okay. I think you should go to sleep now. Because I'm tired. And I'm sure you are too. Yeah. Great. Let's go see.